Lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle are blasting bailout insurance giant AIG over the $165 million in bonuses for executives announced this weekend. Those are the same executives whose record losses forced the company to request government assistance in the first place. Miami-area Democratic Congressman Kendrick Meeks says Congress needs to act soon to address the taxpayer funds going to AIG, which now amount to $170 billion.
We're going to have to deal with AIG in a very special way. I don't think that we should give one red dime, even though AIG is a big player as it relates to a number of companies that are within the AIG family. But these bonuses are just outrageous. When I announced for the U.S. Senate, I said that the CEOs of AIG, CEO leadership of AIG and other companies like it shouldn't even receive pay until these companies get back in the black to incentivize them to do the right thing, to incentivize them to spend the taxpayer dollars wisely. When they get back in the black, they can get their regular base pay. And as you know, we passed legislation to cap their pay with no bonuses. But to hand out these bonuses is really sickening. It's really sickening, and it is almost un-American because they're using the taxpayer dollars to fatten their own pockets, and folks don't even have jobs. I walked into a store yesterday, Sam's, and as you know, Sam's all over the state of Florida. A lot of those people there are friends of mine. I walked in, and I didn't see half of them, and then the people that I did see, they said, you know, Congressman, we're part-time now. We're not full-time. And throughout, I'm pretty sure a number of your listeners are experiencing the same thing. And to see that, to see what has happened with AIG over the last couple of days is just really, really sickening. Really sickening. So you're going to see some effort in Washington, I'm pretty sure, this week. You're going to see the administration respond to this issue of the bonuses. And I know that the president is highly upset about it because I've been in a couple of meetings with him where he wants to do more regulation on and oversight of companies like AIG. But again, you have voices in Washington saying, well, that's called socialism. Well, when the taxpayer dollars are involved in a company like AIG that has a bad record in the first place and dealing with finances and money, even though they're supposed to be professionals in that field, I think they need a little oversight.